Hello, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl here, bringing you some more great music. And this week, we're going to 1974. Yeah, I'm going to play you two tracks that were in the charts in 1974, in the week of 14th of July. Now, before we go any further, have you subscribed or are you following me to make sure that you get notified of all my podcasts in future? Yeah, don't miss out. So like, subscribe, follow me, and I'd like to hear from you. So how about dropping me a line at Twitter? Just type hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl and ask for something. Is there a particular year music you'd like to hear something from? On any particular singles or B-sides or album tracks you'd like to hear? Let me know and I'll get you on here. So, our first track from the 14th of July 1974 is going to be a track from T-Rex, and the track is called Light of Love. It was at number 22 and it had gone up 12 places. So let's listen to Light of Love from T-Rex.
La 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 la, the light of love. Oh, light of love, won't you shine on me? Won't you shine on me, light of love? Oh, won't you burn? Won't you burn for me?
Yes, the wonderful T-Rex there. Of course, led by Mark Bolan and the track Light of Love, which appeared on, first of all, I believe, on a North American-only album released by T-Rex, and then it was released in the UK later on the album Bolan's Zip Gun, which didn't do as well as expected, really. Perhaps because there'd already been UK import sales of the Light of Love album. Anyway, a nice track there from T-Rex. I hope you got bopping along to it. So it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl here, and we're in 1974. Now, as you probably know, it's Eurovision week this week, and it'll all be kicking off, I think, tonight, with these semi-finals they have nowadays. Now, back in 74, and before that, 73, there's a Swedish group who created an album called Ring, Ring. And they tried to get the single off the album of the same name, Ring, Ring, selected for their country in February 73. Yes, it was ABBA. Now, the original version was a simpler version arranged by Lars Samuelsson and backed by his orchestra. And it really lost the wall of sound, production sound you're going to hear. It actually finished third. But imagine, we might not have had Waterloo winning in 74 if ABBA had won with this track called Ring Ring in 73. Imagine if it had been selected and won Eurovision. Just a thought. I love this track though, I always have from this album. I've always liked ABBA, I'm not going to deny it. And I love this track, it's Ring Ring from ABBA.
Thank you.
What a lovely track there from the wonderful ABBA with Ring Ring, which reached number 32 eventually in the UK in 13th of July 74. And as I was telling you, it could have been the track that won them the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it was originally written in Swedish, which you'd expect, really, from a Swedish band. But then, of course, they thought, let's make it more accessible to a universal audience. And Anderson asked American songwriter Neil Sedaka to pen the lyrics for an English version. So Sedaka did this with the help of his then-current lyricist Phil Cody. And they wrote a set of English lyrics. The lyrics co-penned by Sedaka deal with a cold relationship and a silent telephone, hence asking for it to ring. Ring. So I hope you learnt something new there. And what a great track it is. It just bops along, doesn't it? And you can feel that wall of sound. That was achieved, I think, just by sort of layering the same music over the top again and again. But anyway, I think it works really well. And as I say, I've got that album. I've always liked ABBA. There you go. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode from DJP's Rock Vinyl. And I hope you're going to like, follow, subscribe, look for me on Twitter. Hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl. And send me your thoughts. Is there a year you particularly like the music from? A band, a single, a B-side, an album? Just let me know. And let's see if we can get it played on this podcast. Anyway, let's see what Eurovision throws up this weekend. Until then, bye for now.